Is seeing really believing? Not quite. We know in this day and age, there are so many things we can't see with the naked eye. Microscopic cells and organisms, black holes in space, and even certain colors that our eyes can't process. It's fascinating all the things we can't see that are there. With technology, microscopes, and satellites, we are able to see the Earth is round and how blood cells and nerves work inside our bodies and how the weather develops around us. But before technology was developed to discover these things, they remained a mystery. I love going to the beach and swimming in the ocean, but I know that below the water's surface, there are all sorts of creatures swimming around that I can't see. I've seen the movie Jaws, watched Discovery Channel, and snorkeled enough times to know, yes, the ocean is full of creatures that I can't see above the water. I was thinking about all the things that we can't see one morning as I walked outside and saw countless spider webs reflecting in the morning sun. They were everywhere, all along the tops of blades of grass and in the trees, but only visible to me because of the morning dew that was reflecting the sunlight. It was beautiful. If I hadn't gone outside at that time of day, I wouldn't have seen it. But still, those spiders are out there making webs every night while I sleep in total unawares. Just because I miss something or may not be able to see something, obviously, doesn't mean it's not there. Seeing, or our eyes being open to something, then comes down to knowledge or wisdom that once revealed to us, then leads us to understanding of what is below the surface or unable to be seen. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him, these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Paul is shining a bright light of comparison on divine wisdom and human wisdom. He's saying, look, what you see with your eyes, what you hear with your ears, and what you think you can imagine and begin to understand about this life, this earth, and your purpose in it on your own apart from God, doesn't come close to what lies beneath the surface. The same Spirit of God that hovered over the face of the waters in Genesis and spoke creation into being is the same Spirit that is at work in your life. God wants to move in your heart and open your eyes to His truths and will for your life. He is a God that never sleeps or slumbers, and He is always at work. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. It's simple faith, trusting in something you can't see, but as you lean in more, you find you actually see and understand more of God's ways every day. You begin seeing His hand in your life, how doors open and close. You can read the Bible all day long and know a lot about God up here, but the difference is believing God in here. For the unbeliever, seeing is believing. For the believer, believing is seeing. That's the truth. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and even the things you can't see or understand in this life, as you trust God with it all, you'll begin to see more clearly the bigger picture. I'm Lori Klein.